WSW Friday morning time is 7:40. And on a Friday, ahead of another weekend, and in the fall, it's ahead of another football weekend, college football especially. And on Friday mornings, we are focused on Saginaw Valley State University football. Of course, your home for SVSU football, WSGW, specifically 100.5 on the Saturday frequencies for the games. But we start our pregame coverage on Friday mornings as we welcome into the studio the voice you hear on those football broadcasts. Broadcasting the Cardinals, J.J. Bame once again in studio. And welcome. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday indeed. Not a happy last Saturday for SVSU, as we always want to do a quick reference to last week's games before we get into this week's game. It was going to be tough, we knew, against Grand Valley. You know, I think I said last Friday because the previous game was the victory over Wayne State.
Correct.
I think I said something about, you know, if you look at the stats in that game, I would have said SVSU won that game handily, and they did against Wayne State. You know, overall, I look at the stats in the game, overall, and if I didn't know what happened, I'd say, man, this is a close game, and I see Grand Valley wins, but boy, this was looked like a really close game. I see the three turnovers, which I know were key, and two big plays.
Well, two big plays that both happened in the middle of the first half.
Yeah.
And you're right, because if you'd have looked at the stats at halftime and didn't pay attention to the score, you'd have thought SVSU had a big lead. SVSU possessed the football for more than 22 minutes in the first half, racked up more than 200 yards of offense. Problem was, SVSU possessed the ball for more than 9 minutes consecutively. However, during that time, Grand Valley scored two touchdowns. How did they do that, you may ask? Well, unfortunately for the Cardinals, Grand Valley had an interception return for a touchdown, and then SVSU put together a nice drive. They line up for a field goal. Grand Valley blocks the field goal. It goes right to Alante Leapart, who's standing all alone out on the edge, nobody in front of him. He takes it the other way for a touchdown. And now all of a sudden, Grand Valley's on top 21-3 and has all the momentum. SVSU did a good job right before the half to get a touchdown pass to Casey Williams to give them a little bit of life. They stopped Grand Valley on their first possession of the second half, and then SVSU had a situation where they'd gotten one first down. You know, they go for it on third and one with a run play, didn't get it, and Ryan Brady elected not to try to go for it on fourth down from about their own 40-yard line. So, I mean, it would have been a big gamble to go for it. Unfortunately, though, they give it back to Grand Valley. Grand Valley scores, and SVSU never really threatened again. And as you said, I think it's three turnovers plus a blocked punt, which is really like four turnovers.
Yeah, it's just not recorded that way.
Right. And so that really was the difference in the football game. You got to give Grand Valley credit because they didn't make those mistakes. You know, they didn't have any turnovers. They did, you know, make some plays defensively, so you give them credit, and that's why they're still undefeated. Now SVSU is going to have to lick their wounds as they get set to make a long trip to Texas.
Before we cover that, let me ask you, because one of the strengths for SVSU all season long has been the defense, and I thought, again, it's one of those games where the score might indicate that, wow, the defense had a rough game, but again, those two big plays weren't defensive plays, and so I thought they contained the ground game pretty well. They didn't give up, what, 400 yards, I think, for Grand Valley, which sounds like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things in these days in football, that's pretty decent.
It's not bad, and really SVSU did a very good job of containing Grand Valley's running game in the first half. What happened is, once Grand Valley built a lead, you know, they just ran the ball. They were able to rack up some yards, you know, eat up a lot of time of possession. So, again, give them credit. But, yeah, it's one of those where if you look at it, you say, oh, you gave up 49 points. You think maybe the defense didn't play that well. And certainly there are things they could have done better. By the same token, 14 of those points weren't when the defense was on the field, and there were some other situations that put them in difficult down and distance situations in terms of Grand Valley taking over in SVSU territory. So I think, again, SVSU is definitely going to have to lean on their defense tomorrow and for the rest of the season, and that's going to be a big part of it. And for the running game last week, SVSU was able to run the football. I mean, Tommy Scott had another good game, 19 carries for 97 yards. Total for the game, SVSU was able to have 147 yards rushing, so they were able to move the football on the ground, and they're going to need to do that to set up the passing game as well. But unfortunately, you can't make that many mistakes against a good football team and win very often, and that's what SVSU found out last week, is they made too many mistakes against a good football team.
And especially when the other team doesn't make those mistakes.
That's right.
They got zero turnovers. All right, so you referenced it's a road game. It is a road game. Texas A&M Commerce. We should maybe remind listeners, it sounds strange. What are you doing playing Texas A&M Commerce? This goes back to what you talked about at the start of the season, this GLIAC situation.
Yes, and we're not going to play Texas A&M College Station this year. So we did play Texas A&M Kingsville. That was the season opener. Now we're going to go play Texas A&M Commerce here in the middle of the season. But you're right. The GLIAC has an odd number of football-playing schools with nine, and so you're going to have somebody with a bye week at weird times. Well, SVSU was able to find an opponent here. I mean, again, we're smack dab in the middle of the college football season. Most teams have gone now to where they're totally in conference play. So SVSU was able to find Texas A&M Commerce. They had an open date. And so SVSU is traveling down there to take them on tomorrow. This is a very good program. They won the Division II National Championship a few years ago. And then I think it was just last week they announced this is their final season in Division II. They are moving up to Division I. So wow. This is a program with a lot of football success. Their two losses this year came to West Florida, who's the number one team in the country in Division II football, and Midwestern State, which is another Texas school. They're nationally ranked, and Texas A&M Commerce lost by a point. So it doesn't get any easier for SVSU. I mean, if you look at the first 6 weeks of SVSU's season, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody in Division II football who has played a more difficult schedule to start the season than what SVSU has faced, and it doesn't get any easier tomorrow.
What do we know about Texas A&M Commerce? Running team, passing team?
Well, it's interesting because they've had different. Last week they were able to beat the University of Fort Lauderdale 72-6, I think was the final score. So that kind of skews things a little bit. But, you know, they are a team that they won a game early in the season that was a defensive struggle against Colorado State Pueblo. I think that one was a 12-6 final. Grand Valley also played Colorado State Pueblo, and they also had a very low-scoring game that Grand Valley was able to win. I think consensus is Pueblo is a team this year that has a very good defense but struggles on offense. So they won a game that way. The Midwestern State game that they lost was 31-30, so a back-and-forth affair that there was some scoring. One common opponent. So SVSU did beat Texas A&M Kingsville in the home opener. 13-9, SVSU won that one at home. And then Texas A&M Commerce has now played Texas A&M Kingsville. They beat them 35-10. So this is a team with one common opponent. So they'll be able to, you know, learn a little bit from watching tape against a common opponent. But I think for SVSU, what we've seen now is, you know, the defense has been able to come to play every week. The running game has pretty much showed up every week. You can't make mistakes. If you're going to go on the road, you're not going to be able to have turnovers. You're going to need to make sure that you give your defense an opportunity to be out to defend longer fields, because our defense for SVSU has forced a lot of turnovers this season. They didn't against Grand Valley, but they had against everybody else, including Ferris. So I think that's what SVSU needs to do is, again, try to get back to what they were doing to some degree against Grand Valley. Control the clock, sustain drives, make sure your defense is out there fresh, and then see if you can get some plays that way. But it's not going to get easy because Texas A&M Commerce is a very good team, and they're going to have a good crowd. I mean, they're another one of the – if you think about where population growth has gone in the United States, regional schools in Texas are all booming. Texas A&M Commerce has over 20,000 students now, you know, which is another reason that I'm sure goes into their calculation to move up to Division I. So they'll have a good crowd. They've got plenty of talent. There's plenty of talent to choose from in Texas. And SVSU, I think, just has to make sure that they play their game, and then they'll have a chance to win.
I don't want to look over this Saturday, but I think we should take a moment just to mention the following Saturday, just because it's a special game. You got the Expo, and you got homecoming, and we want to make sure everyone's aware of that.
Absolutely. So that will be not tomorrow, but the following Saturday. SVSU hosts Northwood. That will be a 2 p.m. kick for homecoming Saturday at SVSU. We'd love to see everybody from the Great Lakes Bay region turn out for that one. And that'll be interesting as well, because it'll be the final time that those two schools, at least for a while, are going to play each other as conference members. This is Northwood's last season in the GLIAC. So they're going to be moving out, which also means we don't know what the long-term future of the Axe Bowl is going to be, because both of those, you know, Northwood's going to have to deal with a new conference schedule now as they move into a new conference. The GLIAC's going to have to shuffle their conference schedule because they're losing another football playing member. So it's going to get interesting. There's no guarantee that that Axe Bowl rivalry will be played again next season, right? Because we don't know how all those pieces are going to fall into place. So I think there's a lot of reasons for people to come out next Saturday and be at Wick Stadium when SVSU hosts Northwood for homecoming.
So make sure you're getting your tickets now and planning to go now. That's the only reason why I wanted to jump ahead, just because I knew those kind of interesting nuances that are going on. Tomorrow, again, on the road, and this is an interesting kick time that you have going on.
Yes, because it's 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. Texas is in the Central Time Zone. This has been a something that the SVSU parents have been focusing a lot of attention on this week, is making sure that everybody knows, yes, you're going to see on the schedule for Commerce, it says 4 p.m., but that's actually 5 p.m. Eastern Time, so know when the game is actually going to kick. And I will say that there's a good contingent of SVSU parents who were posting photos of themselves in the airport last night. So they were flying down to Texas last night, so they'll be there to make sure that they can cheer on their sons come Saturday.
4:30 is the pregame broadcast. 5 o'clock kick. We'll listen for a victory come tomorrow at Texas A&M Commerce. J.J. Bame, thank you for being in studio as always.
My pleasure.